Day 289 or October the 16th. I just don't feel like it. Our thoughts today come from Luke chapter 4 verse 16. He went to Nazareth where he'd been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read. Another big picture surrounding this verse. After telling us about the birth of Jesus, Luke then lays out his genealogy, which, unlike Matthew's, goes all the way back to Adam rather than stopping at Abraham. Many explanations have been put forward to explain the big differences in the two lists, but I believe the most acceptable one is that Joseph, husband of Mary, had two fathers. Deuteronomy 25 tells us, when a man dies with no children, his brother has a responsibility to father an heir for him with his widow. The child is then accepted as the dead man's child, but biologically another man is the child's father. Matthew, writing primarily for the Jews, probably chose the traditional father, whilst Luke, a doctor, chooses the biological one. Luke also tells us much about John the Baptist, as well as relating the baptism and temptation of Jesus. The calling of the early disciples is also recorded. Virtually all of these events in Jesus' life are rooted in the northern province of Galilee. And now today's action step. Doing things without thinking is often thought of as not a good principle. Actually, where breathing and pumping blood through vessels are concerned, I beg to differ. I still remember an old friend who would regularly ask at church meetings, "Why?" It annoyed some, but I often find it helpful to regularly question our motives. Many habits are very good, like Jesus' custom of attending synagogue each week, as we heard in today's verse. Linked to this are the good customs of Bible reading and prayer. Often, the less you feel like doing the right thing, the more you need to. Now, what good habit will you be nurturing in your life today, even if you don't feel like it?